Okay, we're ready.
Go.
Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Hee-hoo.
I don't know if you could hear the door closing on the recording, but it totally sounded like a haunted house right now. We actually prepared for the show today. We took the collars off of the dogs, so you shouldn't hear Rudolph and his friends going off.
Or something like that.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. You're listening to episode 647. We record out of Chicago, Illinois, in the Rogers Park area.
647?
647. Damn. We're almost, you know, Big Fatty just celebrated 2,000 shows. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. And he's, and there's, you know, like it's, he's making it very known that he is stopping at 3,000, which is, that's like what, I mean, if he does a show every day except Saturday and Sunday, I mean, that's going to take like another 2 years.
Well,
or maybe more.
Well, 1,000 shows, let's just say, divided by five, right?
Yeah.
So that's 200 shows, right? 1,000 shows?
Yeah.
Divided by five is 200 shows.
So you mean, so that means that he would probably do it in 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn. In my best Janet Jackson voice, damn.
You need to sound a little bit more like Michael.
Damn.
You guys, oh my God. Right now, we are having fat person weather, and it's the greatest thing ever. Roger, can you explain what fat person weather is?
It means that fat people can walk outside without sweaters.
Right.
when it's like 60 without sweat, breaking a sweat.
Right. And we don't have to wear, because yesterday I went to Chipotle for lunch with my coworker, right?
Uh-huh.
So we get there, and there are so many yoga moms there.
Oh, God.
Let me describe a yoga mom outfit.
Camel toe.
If you will.
Camel toe, present and accounted for.
We have gym shoes on. We have yoga pants on.
Yes.
We have a long sleeve shirt.
Uh-huh.
We have a down vest.
With the popped coat. Collar.
Yes, with a popped collar.
Yes.
We have a ponytail. We have a hat.
That's high in the sky.
Right. And then we have our children, Brixton, Braylee, and Brilana,
oh,
all running around, like throwing shit everywhere in the store.
I'm sorry, I'm like, what Starbucks did you go to?
No, Chipotle.
Oh,
in Glenview. Where all the rich people are.
That makes a lot of sense.
Oh my God, so many yoga moms, not even caring about their children. Brixton, Braylon, and what was the other one?
Brianna.
It's Brixton, Braylee, and Brilana.
Brilana.
So
the fucking dumbest names ever. Well, Brixton, I like that name, but Brilana and Brew and
Braylee.
Braylee. And
it's a mix between Bailey and Bradley.
How about you call one of your kids Brasshole?
Right. That's exactly what they are. But that's the, well, that's what white girls dress up like when it's
Brassholes.
When it's 67 degrees or lower outside. Right. We don't dress that way until it's about 2 degrees outside.
Right, exactly. Because even at 30, we're walking around with short sleeves and maybe shorts.
Right. Well, last night I was walking with these shorts and this shirt on, actually.
Uh-huh.
And there was a Latino couple that was passing me, and
uh-huh,
they were talking, and then I heard, you know, in Spanish, He pretty much said Choncho es frío. Or, you know, he has to be cold.
Right.
That's exactly what we were saying. I was like, how dare you? And I'm not cold.
I would have been like, how dare you say I'm cold?
Right.
So own it, honey. Own it.
I love this weather.
So do I.
I love it. Leave the windows all open.
Yes.
I don't care who's cold. Tony said he was cold. I was like, put more clothes on. Right. He's like, I can't walk. I look like a marshmallow man. He has so many clothes on. And I'm like, don't even think about putting the comforter on the bed.
Yeah, I mean, like, why? So stupid. There's no point.
Definitely no point. And then I think November 1st is they turn the heat on.
Oh.
And we have radiator heating. So even though we can turn our radiators off, it is pure hell.
Well, I don't
because it's sweaty. Other people's heat is on.
I don't know if you're going to, I don't know if you guys will actually feel that much heat because you guys are on the first floor. So
no. When we bought our place, the first time we came in and looked at this place, the owners had the radiators on full blast and none of the windows open.
Girl, I mean,
I was down in Fort Lauderdale with you in the sauna. I was like, where's the circuit party? Where's the meth?
It's in my back pocket. No, that's like they were trying to replicate Trinidad.
Right. Yes, exactly. Oh my God.
Wait, were they or Haiti? That's what they
were Haitian.
They were Haitian, yeah. They were trying to replicate their home.
Haiti. Oh my God. The realtor was like, okay, don't be caught off guard by the heat. I'm like, because
apparently he had shown this place to someone else.
No, he knew that we were looking for central heating and air conditioning. I see. So that was like, there were pretty much three things on our list, that four things we went on our list.
That none of which you got.
No, I did get some of them. Oh, it was two bedrooms, central heating and cooling, a parking space, and a washer and dryer in unit.
Well, you did pretty good because you got two out of the four.
Right. So I got half of what I wanted. The parking isn't bad.
I was going to say, the parking isn't bad at all. So
last night, the whole street was open. It was really weird. Wow. I don't know why.
That is weird because, you know, usually when it starts to get cold here, like people don't move out. Especially, they're like,
I will walk to that train. I just cannot. I'm hoping this side of Clark doesn't use dibs. We're already talking about dibs and it has not even snowed yet.
Good luck with that.
Actually, people already have their chairs out.
It just reminds me of a nightmare.
Every year it's the same nightmare, right?
Every year. Unless there's parking spots, then I'm well, you know what, it's kind of funny because at my friend's house that live in Evanston, we don't ever have that issue because
that street is always open.
Yeah, I mean, and because it's a resident, there's not. The problem is when you live in close proximity to an apartment building or several of them.
And where we used to live, all apartment condos.
Did you guys have that issue over there?
God, oh yeah. Yes.
Yes, right.
One night I drove almost 2 hours around the block trying to find a spot. Parking? And you know where I had to park? On Clark.
That's scary.
Because I know, because your car will get hit. Your car will get robbed. Not only that,
but your car could get towed if you're not like fast enough.
Right.
That shit will be gone. The first time, the very first condo I ever had, I didn't move in right when I closed. So like, I think it took me like almost like a couple weeks before I moved in because just timing and all that shit. So finally I moved in and the first fucking night I slept there, I parked on Clark because there was no parking in my block. I parked on Clark and I thought everything was fine. I woke up in the morning, my car was towed. Mm-mm. I was so fucking pissed because I was like, what the fuck? Now, mind you, I had already been pissed because that day when I was moving, I couldn't find parking. And I'm like, what the fuck is up? Like, every time I came to see the house, it was fine. Parking was right in front, didn't have an issue. All of a sudden, I got problems. Fast forward to about almost a year, and it was a nightmare trying to find parking. It would take me an hour to find parking every evening when I got home at like 5 or 6. It was what?
I heard something.
Oh, it was me. I moved the thing. Oh, okay. But I was just like, this is insane. And eventually ended up moving out of that place because I just couldn't. I couldn't deal with it. Like, parking was a nightmare, and I should have gotten a parking spot when I had the opportunity, because it was, I couldn't find parking. It was awful. My neighbor upstairs, she parked she parked a block over on I can't remember the name of the street. It's I want to say it's like Bradley. No, but that doesn't sound right. Anyway, so she parked on that street, got her car broken into, right? When she went back to it the next morning, and she got it fixed, parked it again on that, parked it like further up on that street. Why did she broken again?
Down. That two is one
fucking
thing.
Times in one fucking day. That's insane.
That sounds like somebody had a vendetta against her.
You mean the hoodlums in the fucking block? Because there's a school right there where I used to live at. I mean, it's behind the block. But she was so pissed. She's like, this is insane. And then across the street is that like old people's home. So it's right there on Clark, right by where the subway is and that stoplight right before you get towards the police station. So like in that there's a old home. Like,
you mean like down there by Touche and stuff, or
it's before. So it's before you hit the light before Touche. So it's like way
coming north or south?
Going south. So you know, you hit the police McDonald's department's on the right. The first light.
Oh.
Right after you pass the first light. My block was the second.
After what's that, Pratt?
Yeah, like two blocks south of Pratt.
Most interesting conversation for someone that's not right. from Chicago.
It was. I lived on Elmdale.
Oh, okay.
No. Sorry. Weldon. Weldon, I think it was. Anyway, I lived over there and it was horrible. And then that place I ended up getting rid of. But anyway, so it was a nightmare. And that place, I really loved that place because it was like I designed it. Like, because when I was looking at that place, the place hadn't, none of the cabinets had gone up. The flooring, they had just barely done the floor. And so my realtor was like, well, you know, if you really want this place, like you can, you know, you can at this point where they're at, you can really design it the way you want to. So I picked out the granite countertops, the backsplash. Like the backsplash was small stainless steel tile, subway style. And I got to pick all the colors. So I brought in the paint. And really it was a really cute, cute place. And I loved it. And it just sucked that the parking was horrible. Not only that, like I didn't feel safe walking across, like walking
that area is a little sketchy still.
Oh yeah. I mean, totally. It's because there's so many buildings.
It's
in
like
that
right
block.
There, like where North Shore is. North Shore. That's the name of the street.
Yeah. It's right next to that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I could pluck that place and put it somewhere a little further north or further west.
Like in this area?
Yeah, it would have been fine. Like, I probably would have still had that place. My rent was $800.
Where are you going to get rent like that for now?
For a place like that? Yeah, I'm not going to find it. But yeah, it was fine. It was whatever it was. But, you know, it sucked, but I had to let that go. But the place that I had afterwards, though, was much better. But I don't have that place anymore either.
All right, so let's just jump into the news of your goddess, your queen, your everything.
The wait is over. It's been 7 years, and yesterday, well, technically it was Thursday, they released it earlier.
Oh, I saw some people on Facebook that were getting their albums on Tuesday.
Oh yeah, yeah, people, because they started delivering the albums like over the weekend, so people had already received their albums. Like some, I think one or two people had received it on Monday, but people started really getting them on Tuesday, Wednesday. And of course, like I'm sitting at home like, you motherfuckers! Like, I can't, why do I get my CD first? I still haven't gotten it, by the way. I've gotten the CD on iTunes.
You got the other five copies, versions. Right?
I got it. So I bought a copy for my mom, and I bought the Target copy because there was two extra songs on there, which, by the way, I have not received from Target. So I had to go to the store on yesterday. And then she's got like three different covers. So I bought one from Best Buy.
Oh, my God. That's
so
crazy.
Anyway, so I'm still waiting for the one that I bought from her fan club, not her fan club, from her website. But anyway, so she released her album yesterday. And as a fan, this album it's a masterpiece. It is like of the utmost quality. It literally is good from beginning to end. As a music lover, as a person trying to be as objective as possible with not trying to like inject my fanhood into the
it's still the most amazing thing you've ever heard.
It is yes.
Like, I mean,
yes.
I mean, you guys, I don't know if you saw the tweet from last night, but I found it hilarious. Like, literally, this is the conversation. Let's read it. For some reason, my Touch ID isn't working on my phone. I'm having a problem with it right now. So this is the conversation that Roger and I had last night. We were talking about recording or whatever.
Yeah,
and
like then, we were just making plans, which, right, by the way, I was so late today.
So late.
I was like an hour and a half late.
He said, have you listened to Janet's CD yet? I said, just a few songs. I was busy handling bitches at work today. He said, oh, it's so good. I'm like, they could record her period farts and you'd think it was Beethoven. Of course you think it's good. And then you come back with, I'm not saying that just because I'm a huge fan. From a music lover's perspective, the album is really good. She sounds amazing. And then I'm like, I'm more upset that you didn't even recognize my period fart statement. Who are you?
To which, of course, I laughed.
I've heard a few songs, like the first five songs on the album. Like, mm-hmm. I listened a little bit Friday morning, but, you know, when you're working, I can't really concentrate. Today, I was doing the same thing, so I haven't really had a chance to sit down.
And, like, really?
Like, listen. But I don't have a whole hour to do that either. So,
right.
I mean, like, that's crazy. Like, before there were computers and cell phones and, right, text messages.
Oh, that's what
we could
do.
That. Yeah. We could sit all day long and listen to music. Like, now, it's like impossible.
Yeah, it's a little hard.
But you made it happen, didn't you?
Yes, I did, girl. I devoted time. I devoted a lot of time for her.
You've written all the lyrics. You know all the lyrics. You can do all the lyrics in sign language.
Right.
You know it in Spanish, French. You don't even know
Japanese.
French. Japanese in sign.
Right.
And it's been out less than 24 hours, or a little over 24 hours.
Yes. Now. So I just want to say, like, on Thursday, I fell asleep really early. Like, I fell asleep at 8:30. So I missed all my shows. I missed Scandal. I miss, you know, How to Get Away with Murder. Like, I just missed all my shows because I was just so exhausted. And I fell asleep and I thought, okay, well, I'm going to probably fall asleep. I'm just going to have to wait in the morning to hear the album because I was really tired. And
then at 11:59.
No, woo! I got a text message. For some reason, I woke up because I had to go pee. And so at like 10:45, I was getting text messages left and right, like, oh, the album's been released on iTunes. Have you listened to it? Oh, my God, it's amazing, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm not going to lie. For a scotch of a second, I was like, what if it's really bad? Yes. Well, yeah. You know what? Mariah's wasn't as bad. Like, Madonna and Mariah, when you compare them to this album, yes, they were horrible. But as albums on their own, they weren't that bad. But they weren't that great either. But anyway, so I was like, no, I haven't listened to it. I'm like, I'm gonna listen to it. So I, you know, went and peed, pulled out my headphones, and just laid in bed because I thought, okay, I'm probably gonna fall asleep halfway through, so I'll just put them in my, you know, I'll put the headphones in my ears and I'll just listen and fall asleep. And then tomorrow, like, on my way into work, I'll listen to the album as a whole.
Didn't fall asleep.
No, I literally was the first half of the first like two songs I've already listened to. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to listen to the album from beginning to end. I'm not going to skip over those two songs because I want to see, like, I want to hear the whole album as a body of work. And I listen, and then the first song comes on, and I'm like, the first song that I hadn't listened, and I was like, no.
Just,
I was like, okay. I was like, I really like this. I love the groove. And then she hits with the next song and lost it. Like, and then don't even get me started after the fall. After You Fall, I couldn't even. I literally was sobbing like my mother had just passed away. Sobbing. It was horrible. I was laying in bed and I was like, I don't even know if I'm gonna be able to get through this. Like, I can't. I don't. I'm half asleep, half awake, and I'm sobbing. And so I finally made it through, and I listened to the remainder of the album, and I literally was just like, this is what we've been waiting for. Like, this is what a musical album is, like, well, through and through.
Get ready, because her next one's not coming out until she's 57.
Right. I know. Hopefully she won't keep us waiting that long. But, the thing that, and almost all the reviews that have come out about her album have been, like, stellar. She's gotten A's and B's across the board, 3.5 stars out of 4. Like, this album is being, like, you know, they're helming it as, like, one of her best bodies of work. And I have to agree, like, it, you know, even if you are just a fly by the seat Janet fan, like, when you listen to the album, you can't deny that there are some great works in the album. And as a collective, I think it's a really, really good album. And
I am so happy for you that we can finally move forward in our lifetime. But I can tell you now, like, I do start getting a little stressed if, like, one of my favorite artists, like Beth Hart, Tori Amos, you know, Mariah, if they go more than 3 years without an album, I start to get fucking nervous because I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
well, you start to, you know, first of all, you get used to the fact, you get used to them releasing music.
I mean, Mariah Carey did one album a year for like 10 years.
Yeah. I mean,
and some of them was two, like, albums in 1 year.
Right. Well, you know,
and then she got a little tie tie and went a little cray cray, and now she does something.
The cray cray, and she's still cray cray. You know what? I will tell you.
Actually, she's not too crazy because she is dating a billionaire now. So. No. You go, girl.
She's taking after Janet's footsteps. Let's just say that.
Well, hopefully, if they get married, they don't keep her hostage in Abu Dhabi in some kind of palace.
Oh my God, can you imagine? That would be a repeat of Tommy Mottola. Poor Mariah.
Not stuck under that thumb.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. I just, you know what? A lot of the reviewers have said, you know, music hasn't really had this kind of excitement around an artist in a very long time. Like, she really, really, really was very tight-lipped about this, and she was trying to recreate that element of surprise with this album, like, you know, back in the day. And I have to tell you, she did a pretty fucking good job, because I will say that people were saying online that the album had leaked, but Janet's team would then come and do a desist, a letter of
cease and desist.
Cease and desist.
I haven't seen it online.
No, I was looking.
Well, there are some places that have it, but the place that I mainly go to borrow music, it's not there yet.
Right, and I found it after the fact. So, like, when I got home last night, I tried to see if it had been uploaded to, like, one of the sites that I go to for leaked albums,
borrowed music.
Yes, and it had already been leaked, but. I mean, it was already Friday. Mm-hmm. The good thing is that several fans that are on her boards that have been going, like, to Target and Best Buy and Walmart and all those places that are really the only places you can buy music unless it's a mom and pop shop, all sold out. Like, they're taking pictures of the shelves. They're saying, I've been to 3 or 4 Targets and it's, you know, it's off the shelf. Like, they don't have it anymore because they sold out. Now, granted, these are probably smaller places. They're not, like, big, you know, city places like Chicago, New York, or Los Angeles. But, I mean, it's number one on iTunes. And so we're hoping that she has a really great, you know, start to the week with the sales. I mean, the thing is that she'll probably, more than likely, she'll be number one. And it probably won't last, and that's fine.
I bet she won't sell as many as Taylor Swift did her first week.
No,
because they
Janis
said,
never sold that many. Not even
isn't that
close
crazy? Why? Nope. That is so crazy to me. I mean, I like Taylor Swift, but it just... They said that Taylor Swift's album will probably be the last album that ever makes that record again.
Yep, I agree.
It's crazy.
But you know, okay, so I'll tell you why the stuff like that happens. Stuff like that happens because they oversaturate the market with marketing ploys for her and for Lady Gaga. Like, you know how that one, what was it, last year or the year before when Lady Gaga was just fucking everywhere? It was like...
Well, I think...
I mean, it was like, buy the album.
But I think the difference is like, Taylor Swift is actually involved in the marketing process, and she uses herself to do the marketing. She doesn't rely on companies to do it for her.
Right. Which is, I think, is great, and, you know, good for her for doing that. I also don't think that, you know, Janet is not, you know, Janet has absolutely done zero marketing. And if anything that you want to call marketing as part of marketing has happened in the last like week of her album coming up for sale, but she is literally
well
not...
the marketing starts when she the build up for the first single comes
right
out.
As soon as she said new music, no, as new soon as tour
she, well but she got the hype up like 6 months ago when she did that tweet, you know, just whatever.
Oh, when you hear
and
from
then
my
people
lips.
Are like
right
if there's and a, then you cried happened, and then right. you like
have oh my God.
Had a meltdown, and then you were counting down the days until you were going
you
to die.
You have no fucking idea how long this wait, especially these last like 5-6 months, have been. It's just, it's been a really fun time getting up to this point. And then to receive such a great product, it was just kind of like, it's like literally like watching the iPhone being talked about, like, ooh, you know, you start getting rumblings of like, we think this is going to be in the iPhone, or we think this is going to be in the iPhone, and then the iPhone is released and you're like, oh. So that's kind of my thing with this album. But I mean, if you guys get a chance, go out and listen to it, and you know, listen to it, be objective, and I guarantee you will like
cream your panties three times,
half the album, if not the full album,
and then
itself.
Lick it out and then cream them all over again.
So stupid.
So this show might be a little shorter than most because we have another show to actually record for yes. Jay and RC. We promised them a show for themselves. It's going to be all for them. That means they cannot share it because of the stuff that we're talking about is probably going to be stuff that we've never talked about on a show before. So that's what you get when you buy an ornament for
when
the
you
most,
pay $142 when you pay $142
when you make foul monkeys win by a dollar right. That's what you get
and not cheat like right how does my whole pilot
we'll just talk about a few things before we go
oh, fuck I lost connection dude
why
on my internet
oh
I can't
mine's still there
okay let's see if it'll oh there we are
So, what do we think about... Oh, you went to the Madonna concert.
Oh my God, yes. Sorry, I totally forgot about that because well, she's so
not
important.
Keep it short. But how was it?
Okay, so really quick, the first 30 minutes, which was... Okay, so the first thing you need to know is that the concert was divided in four sections. So the first part, the first section was like this... The only way that I can equate it to was like this Joan of Arc kind of like, I am the princess warrior and I'm love is going to win. That was the first part. Awful. Like, I just was like, this is the worst opening she's ever had. It was.
Is that the one with all the knights and the.
Yes, okay. It was that. And she came out of a box and it was very reminiscent of other of her concerts. And I just thought to myself, I'm like, you know, you've done a concert almost every year or two, right? Every 2 years, she does a concert because it takes about 2 years for her to do the full legs of the concert. Why do I get the feeling that you took all of those 6, 7 years, 8 years, 10 years, and just meld them into one concert? So I was not impressed. I was like, this is so like boring. Mm-hmm. I never sit for a Madonna concert. I was sitting probably about 50 to 60% of the time, which is insane because I never sit for her concert because she's an amazing performer. Mm-hmm. But anything after the Body Shop and beyond was amazing. Like, she hit so many different notes, and she had a Latin Spanish flavor section, which was a third section. She had like this auto mechanic kind of like, sort of like 60s kind of like rebel without a cause kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That was that section, and that was really cool. And then she did the last section was more like a Great Gatsby kind of like 1920s, 30s, and 40s, like Chicago mm-hmm. style. That was probably the best part of the concert. Like, the visuals. Did she
do old songs or just all new songs from
Rotten? No, albums? She mixed it up really well. I mean, she did like Virgin, she did Burning Up With Your Love. I mean, did she do
Like a Prayer?
No, she didn't do Like a Prayer, actually.
I think, which out is of great. All the Madonna songs, that's all right. So, Like a Prayer,
right?
I my top three: Like a Prayer, Frozen.
She did Frozen in Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Especially for them,
and because, well, it gets colder there than it does here, right? And then Take a Bow. I think those are like my top three.
Really? And Rain is not in there? Because I think Rain tops all of those. God.
Maybe let's do a top five. Because I like Rain, and I like This Used to Be My Playground. Is that the name of it?
Yes.
Yeah.
This Used to Be. Do you like,
but I like,
you
like old Love Madonna. Don't Live Here?
Love Don't Live no. Here Anymore. She's saying that. Mind you, that's like on her first album. Shit my pants, because I love that song.
I can't really put my favorite Madonna songs in one hand. So.
Sometimes you because gotta now use you to. Start,
yeah. Sometimes you just gotta use to,
right?
Because when you start thinking about the songs, you're like, oh.
Well, first of all, let's dispel the. Okay, Madonna has gotten better vocally as she's gotten older. As weird as that sounds, because usually it's the other way around. She's actually gotten really good as a singer. And you can't deny, I think playing
Evita helped her with that.
Oh my, well, even she said that when she did Evita, she had
that song too.
Right, right.
The dance remix
version. Yeah, right, right. yeah, she had a lot of that in this tour, because she did the Spanish. She did a couple nods to like, you know, like Mexican heritage and culture, because she had a lot of Frida Kahlo kind of stuff. She had.
Well, she also had a Latino husband.
Right. She had Day of the Dead, and she had, you know, a Spanish from like Spain kind of flair, which was all, it was all really good. You can't deny one of the things that I love so much about Madonna is that bitch can fucking sing the hell out of a ballad. Like, I wish that she would
her ballad songs are always the best.
Always, always. And you know what? And it's her writing. It's the way that she evokes that emotion. It's the way that she delivers it. Like, I
like
wish
the
that
video
she would do an
for
album.
Take a Bow.
Oh my amazing. God.
So good.
I wish that she would do an album of just ballads. Like,
I wish she would do that. I wish Mariah Carey would do that.
But none of her old stuff, like new ballads. Like,
yeah, just, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, just like a new, just an album of like.
Raya, just do ballads.
She doesn't have the voice for it, though, anymore. I don't think so.
I think she could do ballads more than she can.
Yes, if she doesn't do like a hip hop version of a ballad, like do a ballad like you did in the 90s.
Like Hero.
I hate that song.
No, I'm just saying songs like that.
Right.
That, yeah. I think she could do.
Oh, well, maybe. But, you know, but that's the thing. Like, she sang a lot. You can tell she wasn't dancing as much as she did in the previous ones.
Is she Britney Spears dancing?
oh, my God. Did you see the... Someone tweeted that Britney Spears may be off her meds, because she tweeted something about, oh, my God. Where did I see it? I saw it today. Fuck. And I don't know if I actually retweeted, re-Facebooked it. But anyways, she said something about like, you shouldn't, something about you should celebrate hoes too because of something. I don't know. I can't remember. Fuck. Mm. I didn't re-Facebook it. Anyway, the concert was, I thought it was good overall. Like, I gave it a solid B negative, B minus. Sorry. I think that she needs to stop touring. go back. Like, I think this should be her last tour for a while, and just kind of focus on redirecting her music in a different direction, because you could tell, like, some of those songs. I mean, I love Rebel Heart, and I thought that it was one of her better CDs since Confessions on a Dance Floor. But it still wasn't, when you compare that one to Confessions on the Dance Floor, to Music, to American Life, to Ray of Light, it's still shitty.
I will always say this, but anything after Music, I have not enjoyed that much.
You didn't like it? Confessions on the, I thought that album was amazing.
Hard Candy. Ugh.
Oh my God, that's like one of her.
Oh my God.
That album to me was so all over the fucking place. And MDNA was just as bad. I mean, I'll listen to that. Oh, this is what she said. A little God, crazy.
I'm trying to move y'all.
Britney Spears Instagram yesterday. Real friends support you no matter what. If you want to be a hoe, your friends should encourage you to be the best hoe you can be. You're a mom of two. And you're on meds. What? Why did you retweet that?
Maybe she likes a hoe.
I just thought it was funny to see that she repeated. Someone said that was the caption. We think Britney Spears is off her meds because she Instagrammed that.
So, all right. So we're going to move on to just some news real quick. And then we're going to stop because we need to. We got a car cast that we have to do today, too. So,
yeah.
After we like talked the Pope up like a motherfucker, how angry were we when we found out that he met with Kim Davis?
Okay, first of
originally, all, wait, not the stories that stuff after that came out when we finally realized the truth, but how pissed off were we when we found out he met with her?
Well, initially, yes, I was like, "What the?" And then I was like, "Wait a minute, wait a fucking minute." You just supported or kind of supported, and then all of a sudden you do that?
Right.
Okay. Anyways.
Hashtag rude.
Hashtag hope. Real rude.
But then, all right, so everyone's all angry and they're like, he just negated everything he did when he came to the United States.
Everything.
So, and then a couple of days later, you find out it's not necessarily the truth because he met with 12 other people at the same meeting.
Right.
So it wasn't just for her, you know, and he did not really address her and her issue. They said that meeting people is common with this Pope because he feels like he should speak to people or whatever.
Right. Because he's the Pope of the people.
Right. But then you find out the day before he met with Kim Davis, he actually met with one of his really good friends who is gay, who has been with the same person for a long time, and all of his family members.
Mm-hmm.
So
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. So then you're like, oh, okay. So Kim Davis
is a lying sack of shit.
At first I was like, oh, she's lying. And then the news,
she's a lying fucking whore.
And then the news came out. I was like, fuck, she's not lying. But then she's lying again because, I mean, come on.
Well, no, to go from that, then they said that he was kind of duped into meeting her. Mm-hmm. Like they're like, now the story is saying that the Vatican isn't denying that she was there, but what they're saying is that
he wasn't there for that purpose.
Right. He was coerced. Like they're saying that the whole transaction, that part of it was kind of like he was blindsided basically, right, into meeting her and the people that I guess that were in that whole thing. Like he was completely blindsided, and I guess they were like, I guess he's upset because they're trying to say that he did something that
he supported her,
right, when in fact he did not support
her. They said that they had, the Pope and his people had actually asked her to wear her hair up because she's so recognizable now. You guys, if you could have seen the eye roll.
Well, it's really easy to recognize a rat from across the street. They all look the same. I mean, fucking cunt.
I can't. That bitch, go away. Go away and do your fucking job.
Crawl into the fucking. You know what it is? And I have to. And I say this every time. It's like fucking Sarah Palin. It's like that crazy fucking eyeball. What's her name?
Michelle
Bachmann. Uh-huh. It's like fucking Donald Trump.
Crazy eyeball. Michelle Bachmann.
Yes. You know what I was talking about. It's like all of them. why do we give them any time? It just perpetuates this, the hate across the media. It's not just Fox. It's fucking MSNBC. It's fucking CNN. It's NBC, your local NBC. It's like, why do we continue
Twitter.
To give these idiots any fucking airtime? Oh, and so I want to move on from her because she's
okay.
She needs to go away. One last thing. I just want to send out my... my condolences to all the family members who lost someone in the shooting in, was it,
Oregon.
Oregon?
Mm-hmm.
Over this past, these last couple days? Well,
it
depends.
It could be Oregon, Oregon, or Oregon.
Oh, or oregano?
Or oregano. Or Oregon.
Oregon.
Right. It's...
Whatever, however you say it.
Chicago, Chicago. Whatever. Right.
You know,
also, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, it's really, it continues to be one of those things where why do we not do anything about gun control? It's not, I understand that it's not the guns, it's the people, but it's the people using those guns that are, and why are we not fixing our psychiatric treatments for people? Why don't we focus on getting those areas stronger so that we can help people who have mental issues and instead of focusing on trying to blame somebody other than what the problem is? Mm-hmm. And it's so sad that all these people had to die because
of some asshole.
He was crazy, and people knew that he was crazy, and no one said anything. That's the worst. Again, time and time again, why? You know, and it's just really sad that these people had to die. Dude, when we were at the theater yesterday, I was a little afraid because I went to go see the movie Martian. By the way, you need to see it. It's really good. And I just thought to myself, I'm like, we are put in such a vulnerable position when we're in a movie theater. You can't
even enjoy anything.
No, because you're terrified that as soon as you see someone coming in that they might fucking open fire on your ass or from behind you. But, you know, it's really horrible. And my heart goes out to those people. And, you know, they didn't die in vain. Mm-hmm. Hopefully. The conversation keeps going. I know the president's
pissed.
Oh, he's a part of the fucking problem. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I love Barack and I think he does great, but he is a part of the fucking problem. If he can't
shut the NRA down.
Get exactly. That shit together. And you know why they won't shut it down? Because they provide so much fucking money to the Republicans. Mm-hmm. Ugh, don't even get me started on the motherfuckers.
We're just gonna end this now. We'll go ahead and end the show. But I also want to offer my condolences to one of our Pride 48 family members. Rambo Redhead, his mother passed away this week.
Unfortunate.
You know, even though my mom passed away a year and a half ago, it's still painful when your mom passes away. That's like one of the most important people in your life, who will ever be in your life. And, I know the pain he's going through right now, and I'm really sorry that you're going through that, but we love you, Rambo Redhead, and we hope you are able to heal soon. And
hopefully, you can find some laughter.
Take your time
when you can, because that definitely eases. Doesn't go away, but it definitely eases the pain.
Right.
So
we're gonna end with that. Then we got a little.
Sorry to be so sad, Sally's.
Well, you know.
But hopefully you guys can enjoy the episode.
I mean, should I add a song for my mom at the end? Or for moms? So that people could
Maybe you can add the Boyz II Men song.
Mama.
Get it, girl. Get that microphone.
Love that song.
I know. What happened to them?
What? When they played Mariah Carey's song that she sang with them, and the 90s kids were like, who is that boy? Who's that band playing with her? Well, first they thought it was Ariana Grande. And then they're like, what's up, Boyz II Men?
Right.
Oh my God. All right, we got to go.
This is so mad. People, teach your children good music.
Boyz II Men.
ABC.
Boyz II Men.
BBD. Woo-hoo!
All right, this is Ricky.
And this is Hee-hoo.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
I thought we were ready.
Well, that's strange.